Chapter 1. The Individual and Human Relations. 26. Which personality traits do you dislike?
I don't really like people who are selfish, aggressive, unkind, or bad-tempered. I hate moody people and those who are dishonest and want to achieve their aims even if they destroy other people's lives. I also try to avoid those people who are also negative and cannot enjoy life but depress everybody around them.
27. How do you keep in touch with friends who live far from you?
Though I often email them, most of the time we chat because it's free, unlike phoning. All of my friends use an instant messaging program such as MSN regularly, so we can talk as soon as we switch on the computer. Sometimes we even video conference and can converse face to face on Skype too. I enjoy taking photos and often share my photos online with my friends.
28. Where do people make friends nowadays?
There are many places to meet new people and socialize, for example, clubs, concerts, shopping centers, the beach, the market, cafes, or the gym. In my opinion, the best place to make new friends is at work or at school, because you spend a lot of time together there and can get to know each other pretty well. Nowadays, more and more people make friends online. Some of them use Twitter or some other social networking system, while there are so-called friendship websites where you can find people who share your interests and hobbies. You can start online and then build an offline friendship.
29. What is your opinion about online friendships?
Nowadays, more and more people find friends on the net and chat regularly with them. Some people say that internet friendships are impersonal and it's very difficult to keep them up because these friends never, or only very rarely, see each other. Others argue that such a friendship is good for people who are too shy to make friends in public places. I think the biggest problem is that any person can log onto a chat site and deceive others. Such people give false information about themselves and might have bad intentions. This can be especially dangerous for young people who can be easily deceived and bullied.
30. Are you a member of a social network? Why or why not?
A. Yes, I'm a member of the most popular social network in the world, Facebook. I opened my account about 2 years ago when my friends told me about it. I also like tweeting on Twitter, which is a social messaging platform and a social network as well. In this way, I can tell my friends what I'm doing, where I am, and talk about all of my experiences immediately. What's more, I can also ask them for help or advice. For example, if a film is worth watching in the cinema or not. Twitter is also very useful when I want to arrange a time and place to get together with my friends. B. No, I think being a member of a social network and then checking your account regularly is a complete waste of time and can destroy your social life. People may lose most of their real social ties if they mainly keep in touch online. If I want to talk to my friends, I call them, email them, or meet them. I spend so much time in front of the monitor at work that I try not to switch on my laptop when I'm at home. I've also heard of the danger that social networking sites can sell personal information to basically anyone who wants to buy it, for example, spammers.